Good evening and happy Wednesday. It snowed a lot.
Oh my goodness.
Like it snowed way too much. And I don't like it. I don't like it at all. They're saying that we're gonna get more snow. Is it tonight or tomorrow? Now
Have
Governor
no idea.
Pritzker saying that we're like he's declaring like a state of emergency. And sometimes I just think that he says stuff just because he wants to get a rise out of people. But this is horrible. Literally horrible. Have you guys had any issues with the snow? Have you
Oh
gotten
my
stuck?
gosh. I'll let you go, Vicky, because as you guys know, I don't have to leave the house if I don't need to. So that's the way I've been taking.
First off, let me just tell you, Snowpocalypse 2021 is really making me upset. So, first off, I'm already out here. I drive for a living for my job. I do like appointments and stuff. I almost canceled all my appointments this week because of the snow. Either A, I'm shoveling out a car all the time, cleaning off a car all the time, or people are out here driving crazy and parking crazy because there's too much snow. There's no place for anything anymore because there's snow everywhere. In addition, I fail. So I'm still in the fields about that. So I just feel like Snowpocalypse has just really given me too much. I would really like the spring to come, so I will not be in my feelings.
Just so that you won't fall anymore? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying that the hazard was not me. It was the weather. And I feel
It
like
got you.
when
It got you.
there's no snow
Oh my
or
goodness.
ice involved, I don't have any problem walking on the tube. So, you know what I'm saying? I won't have this problem when there's no snow here.
I understand.
You
We
know
have
what?
all
I just
fallen
have
in
to
the snow
mention.
before, though. We
Yes,
have. We've
of
all
course.
fallen in the snow.
Yes, Vicky, so don't feel any embarrassment, but I just want to mention the timing of it. It was like Heather and I looked at each other like, "Oh, where's Vicky? Where's her car?" And we turned around and there you were. It was just, it couldn't have been better. It was almost like you did it and we turned around and said, "Action," and you failed. So, I mean, luckily you were not, hurt or harmed. And she was a soldier about it, guys. She was laughing. That's the best way to fall. Get up laughing.
Right.
Listen, I'm just trying not to be a TikTok video out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't ask for much. I'm not trying to do much. I'm just not trying to be a social media sensation in that way. So as soon as we can get through the snow, I'll be all right. I'll be all right.
Right, exactly. But on a more serious note regarding the snow, like we've really been dealing with it in Chicago, but who's really getting it bad is the South.
Oh my gosh,
With
it's
the ice,
terrible.
the snow, I mean, the ice that they're getting, the snow that they're getting, I mean, we've got Texas, the entire state of Texas has declared a state of emergency. We have Louisiana, we have Mississippi. And I believe that that is it right now, unless I'm missing a state. If I am, forgive me. But I feel really, really sorry for these people because they were not prepared. And the worst things for me to see online and knowing that they were not prepared is people ridiculing them for not being prepared, which is not the residents' fault. In Texas
I agree.
alone, they have not had a snowfall like this in over 100 years. So how are they
Oh
supposed
my
to be
goodness.
prepared for this? They've had people die. They've had people displaced from their homes. They don't have running water. They don't have heat. They don't have electricity. I was looking earlier at a video online today. This guy, it's so cold at his home that his ceiling fan is covered in icicles. This is
That's
not
terrible.
something that they're used to, right? So we have to definitely stay prayed up for them, as well as if anybody is able to donate, goods or services or money. I believe money is probably going to be the best, because how are they able to get supplies right now? It's really difficult. They're even telling them to start rationing out their food, because if the stores have to close, or if they can't get out to the stores, which many people cannot because of the ice, then what are they going to do?
Yeah. They're also on a boil order now too for their water. If they can get gas, like in their gas stoves and stuff, if they can get that as well. Other people I know that live down there, I know someone who's in like a shelter right now because they can't get into a hotel for like a number of days. I know like people who, like some people are fortunate and their power is only kind of on a rolling system, so it's going out every couple hours. And that's crazy to even say that that's fortunate, right? Like we definitely don't have these types of situations up here. And I think that sometimes people are insensitive to it because they don't understand. Like, I don't know if you can prepare for something like this, you know, like the fact of being without power for days, the fact of you not being able to get into anywhere because all the hotels are booked. Like, these are not things that we've had to deal with up here because our system is different up here, you know. So, I mean, it's just heartbreaking.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
And then,
mm-hmm.
you know,
oh my gosh.
While attempting...
Oh, go ahead, Stella.
What happened?
I forgot to introduce the show.
I know. I thought you were going to do that after all this year, Diddy. So...
That's so funny. Oh my goodness, y'all. I forgot to introduce the show. So as you guys know, this is the In the Thick. This is how natural we are. This is the In the Thick podcast and talk show. My name is Heather. We have Victoria. Say hi, Vicky.
Hey,
and then we have Fallon. Fallon is back with us tonight. Say hello, Fallon.
Hey, y'all.
Now you can continue.
Right, and I thought about that a second ago. I'm like, oh, maybe this is just a little, you know, icebreaker, and then she's gonna go there. But you know, I was gonna, you know, let you go on it. So what I'm thinking is, like, outside of attempting to recover from this pandemic, then you're hit with an environmental disaster. Like, I know these people are like, well, damn it to hell. Like, I don't want anything else to make me stronger, Jesus. Like, can I just leave?
Right. We're strong enough. And I saw this one really rude guy earlier said, well, if this is what took Texas to sit down, then, you know, more power to him. And I'm like, no. This is not what these people deserve right now. This
That's
is not
some trash.
Like, I can't. It was like, can you? And you know what frustrated me? This is a black man who said that. I would have paid money thinking that somebody else, another race, and maybe I'm wrong for saying that, but I would have paid money. I would have bet on another race saying that. But a black man saying that, and I know it has nothing to do with color, but it's just something that, like, it just rubbed me the wrong way. So, anyway. But,
because we expect our people to do better. You know what I'm saying? Like, we expect our people to know what struggle looks and feels like. So, if anything, we should be like, man, like, what can we do to help? Because I know what struggle feels like. You know what I'm saying? Right. And I'm always disappointed when we don't rise to the occasion, because if anything, these people need support. And I think what hurts me the most is that watching people down there post, like, I'm trying to conserve my battery, but this is what's happening, and then they have to read people's ignorant comments like that. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. like, come on. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to make sure, like, their family and loved ones know that they're okay or know their status or whatever. The worst you need to have is somebody to kick you when you're down.
Right. Absolutely. Right. Yeah, it's really unfortunate. So, again, we are going to stand together and pray for our loved ones and everyone who lives in the South that is experiencing. I mean, I've got, you know, friends in Texas, and then we've got family, you know, in the South and in Louisiana, Mississippi, who are really going through right now. So, and they're not used to it. They're not. I mean, you got to think, just a couple days ago, it was, you know, in the 60s and 70s there. Now yeah. look.
Yeah, now
look. Right?
And then, I mean, I also think, Heather, that it causes those people to take another look when they're making fun of us and talking about, oh, well, it's 80 down here and you guys are having a blizzard. Like now look what happened. So you just be careful with your tongue, what your tongue says, because sometimes that could, you're going to be on the other side of that. And I think it hopefully those people are taking another look on liking all those memes. And, yeah, they're funny. It's all in fun usually. But some people are vindictive about it and malicious.
Right.
And I think that though we're kind of groomed and have been raised in the shy and, you know, our environment has caused our systems and leaders to put certain things in place, we're still not having a good time with it, you know, period.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So just be mindful. When you're making fun, you could always be on the other side of that.
Right. That's a really good point. That really is. So jumping into the pod tonight, we've got some really, really, really good topics. A couple of them are trending right now in the pop culture world, so we definitely want to jump all over those tonight. But the first one we wanted to discuss is the buzz that is Russell Simmons. Russell Wilson. What is Russell Simmons? Two different people, Heather. That's
bring him back, girl. Bring him back.
I'm sleepy. That's right.
Thank y'all for coming out. Have a good night.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Fat firm. No. We're not doing that. Oh, my goodness. Okay. So, Russell Wilson, and we know that Russell is married to the beautiful Sierra. So, recently, GQ magazine dropped their modern love issue. Did you guys see those pictures?
Oh, my gosh.
Weren't they beautiful? Those pictures were beautiful. They were so natural. But a part of the modern love issue was, in addition to Russell and Sierra, it was Naomi Osaka and Cordae, and then Megan Rapinoe and Sue Bird. So, obviously, Russell Wilson, he's always the talk in the black culture. Not even for football.
Never.
Let's forget that he is a pristine star when it comes to football, but we are talking about his relationship with his wife, Sierra. Now, Russell and Sierra, they married 5 years ago. He said that when he was younger, he manifested Sierra. When he was a teenager, he said, that's going to be my wife. Okay, I don't know if you guys knew that, but again, he said that when he was
not
a teenager. Yes.
And does that age range even
match up? So sweet.
They're what?
Does the age range even match up that he said?
They're just a few years apart.
His wife?
Yeah, they're just a few years apart. So it's believable. I mean, and if he didn't say it, and if he lied about saying it, it sounded really good.
That story is so sweet. Like, it's just so sweet.
Yeah. Exactly. But anyway, so Russell is also known for taking on Lil Future, which is Future's son that Sierra had with him. I believe Future is, what, 6, 7 years old at this point. So Russell loves that boy like that's his own. And that's honestly what you should do when you come into a blended family situation, but that's another story. Sierra was also saying that not only did Russell manifest her, she manifested him, obviously not knowing that it was going to be Russell, if that makes any sense. She manifested a man who was going to be like him, okay? She quoted a scripture from the Bible, from James 1, verse 2 through 4. She said, consider it pure joy when you face trials and tribulations, for the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Again, consider it pure joy when you face trials and tribulations. She said that she was in a really, really tough, low space. And guess what? Her husband came and rescued her. That's exactly what happened. So, Russell said recently that his biggest fear is losing Sierra as his wife. Mic drop. Mic drop. Okay. She said her biggest fear was not being prepared. She then asked what his was. And again, that's when he said losing her. Okay. The problem that people are having, especially women, and women in the Black community, because this affects us, I feel like, more than any culture, because no other culture is talking about this but us. The fact that Russell is doting on his wife, he's doting on his children, he's seeming to, for all intents and purposes, if there was a perfect man, women have said that he is the perfect man, right? Men are coming at him hard and calling him a simp. This is the way that I feel about it, and I'm going to let you guys say your piece in a minute. This is the way that I feel about it. I feel like Russell is not the blueprint, okay? I feel like the type of man that he is could be the blueprint, right? A protector, a provider, right? Someone who risks himself for you, right? Someone who builds you up, someone who loves you like Christ loves the church, right? These are all things that women want, and these are all things that women feel so empowered and comfortable and just free with when you're in a relationship, right? Okay. But I believe there are other good men out there that are similar to and maybe even could be better than Russell. I just don't understand why men are coming at him, though. Like, what did he do that was wrong? What did he say that was incorrect? Fallon, I want you to answer that.
Absolutely. Well, for starters, let's take it back to when you said that he's the blueprint, okay? Number one, he was the blueprint for her. People need to stop generalizing, okay? Like, yes, he looks like a good man, Savannah, but that may not be your good man. You know, that man could not do it for you, not check your boxes. You know, it's some women that think that he's way too sensitive. Some women adore that. Some women have dealt with men who can't tap into their sensitivity, and they're in horrible relationships, not knowing that maybe you do need to allow the man to be sensitive, and then he can fill some of those voids that you've been having in your past. And I feel like when us as women, you know, either talk bad about Sierra or, you know, say, I've heard this plenty of times where they say, I want that prayer that Sierra prayed. And I think it's cute, it's funny and everything. But let me pray Fallon's prayer, because what Sierra wants, first of all, I'm going to just say, put it out here. I'm not typically in the arena with NFL players. So I'm not going to find Russell Wilson unless it's some happenstance and he's somebody's cousin or uncle. I'm probably not going to be swimming in his circles, at least not at this stage in my life. So I can't be praying for a man like Russell. Does that make sense? Do you get what I'm saying? And moving forward.
Keep going.
I'm
writing down, right?
Yeah, I'm just going back. I'm just saying that what's for her is not for you, and that's the point that I'm making. It doesn't mean that you can't find a man that adores you and uplifts you like he does her. But Russell is Sierra's man or her match because in their eyes, it was God sent. God's not going to send you a man that's like what Sierra needed because you're not Sierra. And that's the point that I'm making. Not saying that, hey, we won't rub shoulders with the elite at some point. That's not my highest point is what I was saying. But what is for you is for you. So stop saying, you know, that prayer that Sierra prayed and all of that. Okay, so let's leave that there. And for a man who's calling him a simp, I think that your insecurity and immaturity is igniting that response. I feel that when you're asked and when you're requested to speak on something as sensitive as your fears and what to lose, 9 times out of 10, a lot of men say financial stability. And him, I guess, maybe not concerned with his financial stability. He could still break his leg at any time. So his world could still change. But he's saying for himself, the biggest fear of his is losing his wife. probably why, because he feels like maybe he wouldn't be where he is without his wife. Maybe because of her, he's the person that he is. I think you guys are looking toward him, oh, I'm going to just be crying and dying all over the floor because my wife is gone. Yeah, he might be for a minute, but it's still a fear of his. Like, that's something I'm not prepared for. Just like a lot of these natural disasters, you weren't prepared for that either. Those are things that people don't think of, especially in the more sensitive tone of idea. And I think that we just need to respect that man for being sensitive. And, yeah, he does get a little too mushy at times. But guess what? I don't have to go to home to him. You know, if this is how he keeps his fan base, if this is his truth, let that man live in it. Who knows? He could have been in a position where he had to be this hard football guy all his life and, you know, couldn't share his soul and his truth, had to be just the tool and the jock. And then here comes Sierra, and it's like, baby, be you. You want to cry on screen? Cry on screen. Cry to the game. It's fine. It's fine. Who knows what she ignited in him, and maybe that he is the person he is because of her. So I respect it. Like I say, he does get a little too mushy for me at times, but that ain't my man. I ain't got to concern myself.
But how do we know he's getting mushy, though? Like, what have we seen to say that he is getting mushy? I mean, just the mere fact that he dotes on his children, including little Future, who, again, I'll repeat, is his stepson, which I might add, and I'm a Future fan, and Vicky knows this. I like Future. However, Future is seemingly not a great father. Number one, he's got too many damn kids for him to be able to spend equal amounts of time with them, right? But number two, he may not be as active because he keeps having all of these kids, right? But how do we know that Russell is so sensitive? I mean, he may not be. He may not be so sensitive. He may just be, again, like you said, Fal, speaking his truth. But in speaking his truth doesn't mean that he has exorbitant amounts of sensitivity. It doesn't mean that he's too mushy. It just means that he's a man's man.
Yeah, and well, I said that for me because I think sometimes he does come off a little mushy. I think when people expect him to be football, 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 here comes the love for Sierra just creeping through the news story. You know, that's what I mean by that.
Well, here's the thing. First off, I think you have to keep in mind that this is his second marriage. So I feel like when he came into this relationship, he was trying to do things differently. I think that there's something to be said for that. I think Sierra came out of something, a relationship that did not pan out how she wanted it to. And she also had a plan to do things differently. So their focus has been to make their core unit really, really strong. I think there's something to be said for that. And I think that all he's ever saying is, I love my wife. That's it. Like, all these people are upset, all these people making posts, all these dudes mad because he said he loved his wife. And he puts his money where his mouth is. Because he doesn't just invest in her son. He invests in her future. He bought all her publishing. So she has all the rights to her music to do with what she wants because he loves his wife. You know what I'm saying?
Like, there's nothing wrong with that.
Hello. And my thing is like, you know, honestly, the crazy thing is that he's not asking to be the blueprint. He's really not even asking to be the example. Somebody asks him how he feels about his wife, and he tells them. Mm-hmm. And then people got a problem.
That always
blows my mind. You know what I'm saying? And I think most of the men that I've seen respond to it, if you really ask them why, because I do, I'll jump in these conversations and be like, what is really the problem? Like, what are you really upset about? And at the core end of it, they feel like they're being shown up. They just don't want to say that. So instead it's like, well, look what he's saying. Look what he's doing. And it's like, but what did he do? But love his wife.
Yeah.
To me, that's indicative of something that's going on in our relationship, in our community, about what we feel each other deserves. Like, when is saying, I care about my person and I care about them so much that I can't see my life without them, an insult to all these other people.
And
you know
it shouldn't
what I mean?
Be.
Like, that's
because you need to handle
crazy.
Your business the way you handle your business. But what I will say is that what we do like about Russell Simmons, or one of the things, or Russell Wilson. Oh my God, Heather, what is wrong with you? I need a nap.
You better watch some Def Jam.
What is wrong?
Lord,
that was great.
So a matter of
what
fact,
you will
though,
say. What would you say? What you will
I
say?
I think we're missing a partner. I don't know. I just feel like at the end of the day, let that man be who he is. And I'm a big firm believer in you don't like it, turn the page. You don't want to see it scroll. You don't want to listen to
for
the
sure.
radio. Turn from the channel. Like, just let
for
that
sure.
man be. Like, well, how is he riling you up so much? And guess what? He don't even know who you are. Like,
this is a fact. This
a
is
careless.
A fact. And you know what? You know what? Future used to, like, really, and I like Future musically. I just don't like how he moves in culture, like, as a person. So, like, my whole thing is Future used to drag Russell. Like, drag him every chance he got. And my whole thing was,
it kicked me out.
Taking care of your son.
Hey. Right.
This man is taking care of your son, and he is not asking you to help. He is not dragging you on social media like he could, but you take every chance you get to drag Russell. He never really, like, said anything about it. He was just like, I really don't care. Like, this is about my family and my wife. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think the things that we should give him props for, sometimes in our community, we just don't. Instead, it's like, let me find the problem with what you're doing, instead of being like, man, that's really a stand-up dude, to be like, I'm not going to drag you even though you drag me, or I'm going to take care of your son as if he's my own and not even bring you up. Like, if you want to see him, cool. If not, cool. Like, why does that bother people so much, you know?
Now, I'm sorry, I missed it because obviously my call dropped, which was really weird. But were you talking about Future?
Yes, I was saying that I don't like Future in culture. I like him musically. I don't like how he moves amongst the people. So, you know, I just think that I know you're a super
he's
fan.
Trash.
But,
right.
He is. Like, and my thing is just like, in the beginning of all of this, Future used to drag Russell for any sort of reason. Like, he would just be like, you know, he think he saw this, he think he saw that. Russell would never say anything about Future. Anything.
Well, I haven't
At
had
one
heard
point,
Future say anything in a while, though. It's been a long
That's
time.
What I said in the beginning.
It's been a while.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I mean, I wouldn't say anything either. If somebody was taking care of my son and not asking me for anything, like, I would shut my mouth and I would just stand at attention. But if I were him, I would meet the man where he is, and I would show my son, look, I understand that that's your bonus dad, but I'm your real dad. But again, that's another story. I'm about to go down a rabbit hole right now, and I don't want to have to do that. But I think at the end of the day, the moral of the story is that we should be celebrating their love and not talking yeah. against it. And whoever has an issue with it, then that's something that you need to deal with on the inside of you, because you've got some inconsistencies that you need to work on. Mm-hmm. You need to love your woman like Russell loves,
right.
loves
openly.
Kira. Or maybe something similar. It doesn't have to be, you know, exactly the same, but you catch my drift. Like, it needs to be, like Fallon just said, openly, with intention. Right, without the lies, mm-hmm. without the drama,
mm-hmm.
that's how it needs to be. You know, it's really, really frustrating. It is this, and the funny thing about it is a lot of the men that I was seeing that had issues with this Russell Wilson, the things that he was saying in the interview. Number one, they were trash. And part of the reason why they were trash, and I'm talking about the married ones and the ones in relationships, I'm not even going to touch the single men right now. the married ones and the ones in relationships who had issues with this, you are the same one who's in the single woman's inbox constantly.
Please tell it.
And then
please
posting,
tell it.
And then posting I love you messages and posting gifts on Valentine's Day. So your thinking is already warped. Right? Am I wrong for saying that?
You spot on. That is the truth.
I feel like you can't have one without the other. I feel like if your thinking is trash already, then of course you would have an issue with that because of how you devalue relationships to begin with.
I agree.
Yes,
I feel like real men don't have a problem with Russell Wilson. Like they don't because they know that
Simmons.
They handle their own.
You're about to say
what?
Simmons though. See,
I'm
it's catching.
It's contagious.
True be told, I feel like real men who are taking care of their responsibilities in their relationship, they don't care either way, or they champion him. Like, that's what's up. My dog, that's how you handle your wife. It's them other ones.
Yep.
That feel like you shouldn't require that much to be like, or they mm-hmm. doing other things that feel like it's a problem.
Right. But here's a tip to the mm-hmm. fellas. Watch how your wife treats you when you love her openly. Or your girlfriend,
girl.
Fiance. Watch how that woman will change up some things for you. Watch how she will praise you. Watch how she will cater to you if you just love her openly.
Yeah.
Let me stop because I'm about to get to preaching and nobody wants to.
I know, that's
right
why
now,
I said
so.
With my handkerchief okay. at now. Now I
you better drop that word. You better drop that
word. But that's the truth though. Like the men who are saying this, you are complaining because you're not getting A, B, C, D, E, and F from your woman. But the reason why you're not getting that from her is because you don't love her unconditionally. Because you don't take her flaws and all. Because you can't keep your pants closed. Because you don't want to honor her. That's the reason why you have a problem with this.
All right, y'all. Let's.
It just frustrates me because I'm like, you have the audacity to be mad at a man who doesn't give two fucks about what you think. Do you honestly feel like that man is losing sleep over you and your opinions of him?
Yep.
He has one of the hottest females in the game. Do you honestly think, and a natural beauty too? Do you honestly think that he cares about what you're saying to him or about him? He has more money than you. He has more options than you, right? And I'm not talking against anybody and their financial situation. I'm just saying don't put your mouth on situations that you can't even compare to. You can't.
Well, I'm with that. That's that.
So, that's enough. So, hats off to Russell Wilson, not Simmons, and Sierra and their beautiful family. And we support you guys, and we love you.
Keep doing y'all.
And one more thing that I want to say before we move on. People have to be careful because people will still only show you the side of their relationship that they want to see. So while everyone is getting so invested in what's happening with them, we really don't know. That's the other side of it.
Say that. That is the other side. Because there's the truth.
It all sounds good.
The lie.
Exactly. Exactly. It all sounds good.
And what I want
I'm
you to see.
That he's doing this. However, you have to remember that these are people and they're celebrities in their own right. So, of course, they want us to believe that everything is – I'm not saying that they're lying, Vicky. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is that people who are – I mean, of course, we want to believe it. Like, we want to believe in the deepest of love. However, they're still showing us what they want us to see. It may be 100% authentic and true. I'm not saying that it isn't. I hope to God that it is. But in the case that it's not, it's still a good example of how these men need to love their women. That's it. That's
for
all.
Sure.
Okay.
For sure. For
all sure. Right. Let's move on to our next pop culture topic, Vicki. What you talking about tonight?
So y'all know, I just love love. However, B. Simone made a post on Valentine's Day that wasn't very love creating. So recently, B. Simone has been trending.
That's what we're calling it. Okay.
You know, trending, some places getting dragged, some places being celebrated for her Valentine's Day post. So what's really funny to me is that when I first saw it on Facebook, I saw the video before I saw the Instagram post that went with it. So let me start with the Instagram post because I didn't realize that that was where it was going. So B. Simone says on Valentine's Day, "Happy Valentine's Day. Do the manifest love challenge with me, babies. Ladies, make a list of your perfect man. Then make a list of the type of woman who needs to be by his side. Focus on becoming her. Let's do this together. DM me your list. I have a surprise for y'all. Manifesting love all 2021. True love still exists. You attract what you believe. Just believe. Now, the actual video is a hard left from the encouragement that you heard in said post. Because in the post, in the video, she starts saying how all of these women are expecting things that they don't provide half of. So she's like, you said he has to have the perfect body, but you're huffing and puffing as you go up the stairs. You say that he has to have the perfect teeth, but you haven't been to the dentist in 6 months. She says, my favorite was, she was like, you want him to have a strong family, but you haven't talked to your mama in 6 months. To me, it just felt egregious. Like, it was just like, okay, like she's picking like certain types of women and being like, you are looking for something perfect and yet you're not perfect. And it was kind of aggressive. Now, there was mixed reviews about it. There were people who were like, hey, I really support that. Women, we got to do better. We got to start providing what we're asking for. And then there were other people who were like, that's really harsh. I don't really dig that. The 18th, in the few days since Valentine's Day, she has been written in all of her articles. There are two ladies that are actually alleging that she took the concept from them, that they had the concept of these lists. And she proceeded to say,
oh my goodness,
Moses didn't create the Ten Commandments. So there's that. B. Simone, that just made my day. I can't hold you.
That was a good response, though.
That's what I'm saying. I thought it was quite creative. So, you know, this is really bringing up an issue in our community about, you know, is this true? Do we feel like women ask for more than they're providing? Also take into account who she is. So B. Simone is an influencer and comedian. She is from Wildin' Out. She is from Wildin' Out, and she's trying to build her influencership. She's trying to build, like, her audience. So what does that mean for this argument that she's saying? So, Heather, what do you think?
Well, okay. So, I agree with her to a certain extent, and I do. What I said yesterday when my cousin posted it, I said a hit dog will holler. That's what I said, and I stand
by
that.
You're so country.
So, but it's true. A hit dog will holler every time, and how I'm feeling about this is, number one, these are only things that are talked about, once again, in the Black community. There is no other culture talking about B. Simone, what she said or didn't say, manifesting the type of love that you want. They just don't talk about these things. Their issues are different. So I just want to point that out, that sometimes I feel like we need to reevaluate. Okay. I agree that you should manifest what it is that you want. And in manifesting what you want, you have to be that in order for you to think that you should receive it on all types of levels, right? I even tell my candidates, people that I'm interviewing, be the resume that you want to have, right? Women and men have to do a better job of this. So for me, it wasn't just, okay, what are the women supposed to do in order to get a man? They need to be like this, and they need to look like this, and they need to have this. And this is also something that we discussed in last week's pod, Vicky, with the guys, Pork and Big L. We discussed something similar to this about a young lady saying that until you have all of these things, you should not be in a relationship. But again, for me, it's not just about the women. It's the women and the men. Because what you're not going to do as a man or someone who's interested in me, what you're not going to do is sit here and break me down and tell me everything that I don't have. That's what you're not going to do. And I don't think that that's right for anyone to do that. Now, you can have, like myself, I have personal preferences on the mate that I want. And I feel like it's a tall order to fill. However, I feel like I'm deserving of that tall order because of certain things that I have in place already or certain things that I'm working on. I feel like that person is going to have to be great for me. Again, for me, not for anybody else. Sierra has her Russell Wilson, right? Not Simmons. And whoever is that person for me, they're going to be for me. I do not agree with her delivery. I had a problem with that. I have an issue listening to wretchedness. And I feel like, again, this is just my opinion, and I'm not judging her. These are just my thoughts. I feel like B. Simone is ratchet. I do not like the way that she speaks. I do not like that she pops her mouth when she talks. I do not like that she clicks her nails together. And I do have a problem, and as much as it's said around me, every time I hear it, I cringe. I don't like when females, I don't like that. I do not like it. It's something about that for me. Nothing against people who do it, but I don't feel like that needs to be a part of your consistent conversation, especially when we're trying to be building people up. And I feel like how she said it and the tone that she took, I felt like she was tearing women down instead of encouraging them. The things that she was saying was 100% right. It was just her delivery.
Yeah. That was a real problem for me. I'll get my thoughts in a minute, but Fal, what were you thinking?
Definitely agree with both of you ladies. She was right on target, like nothing but bullseye. And we all know it, you can say anything but about your delivery. And to your point, Heather, about her delivery and her form, as I spoke with you ladies before, I think that's just her gimmick. Now, I think with the person whom she's being 100% real with, I don't think she acts like that. I think that's just her gimmick. That's what's gotten her as far as she is right now. And, you know, you stick with it till it don't work no more. And yeah, it does annoy me, all the click-clacking of the tongue and the nails and the baby boy and all of that. Like, it's funny, but it's like kind of a guilty pleasure for me. Like, sometimes I cringe. Sometimes it just is what I needed to just laugh away the day. But on the other hand, we do have those people who act like that 24/7. So definitely those type of people I can't deal with. But if you're on a stage or platform where your goal is to make people laugh and to get people buzzing, then do you, because like I said, clearly it's working for you. But as far as her message, I think that it's I applaud her for it. Now, whether she took it from somebody or not, we all talk about the same goddamn things anyway. So I don't even care about all that. You know, I mean, it's so true.
It wasn't an original statement.
Exactly. So who cares about all of that? But she was spot on. There seems that you can't require in your checklist that either you're not on the way to or making plans for, that you just feel like this man has to be completely established. I feel like what we need to do as either single people or even, you know, people already in a relationship, we all come into the table ready to plan, you know, ready to make some moves. Now, what I will say is I think she left out a lot of practicality and what she had to say, because she was busy kind of just tagging certain items within, you know, relationship wish list versus saying, hey, babe, well, I know this crazy lady right here. She's actually a good friend of mine. How about we put him with this business consultant we talked to the other day that I know you told me about? You know, I think that there's just pieces that she missed, but she missed it because she wasn't necessarily talking to the right crowd. Because of her delivery, because I think we saw it because of the type of woman that we are and aspire to be, but there's certain women that felt like, girl, who you talking to? You so ghetto anyway. Like, first of all, you tuning in for a reason, little lady, so shut up. So just get the real message behind it. But, you know, even some rappers have great messages, and I can't stand to listen to it. So I'm not going to hate on her for her delivery or the message that she had 2 weeks ago where she was being, you know, Tatiana or what have you. I'm not going to hate on her message today. We're going to move forward with it. And I think that if we allow people to do that, it's gonna make for a better community, especially of Black creators and Black media and Black artists, to feel free to say, okay, I was laughing the other day, but today I'm actually serious, and y'all need to hit it. You know, and it could have been coming from the whole I'm single on Valentine's thing, and it's like, okay, maybe I have to check myself, and let me tell you how I have to check myself. You know, maybe that's where it was coming from. We don't know. But the bottom line is the message is spot on. So, B. Simone, do you think?
I guess. I did not get all those positive vibes from it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I give.
They weren't all positive, what I said, by the way.
Well, in the sense of being like you dropping knowledge, even though your package is messed up. Like, so my thing was, for one, the whole list of what women aren't doing enough of is real gimmicky to me. Like, this type of video comes out once every couple weeks. Somebody on TikTok or somebody on Instagram is like, ladies, let me tell you something. So, eventually, and you know what you don't see is, like, man, let me tell you something, as often. Like, you see, like, a couple of them, but for the most part, it's directed at women. That's kind of my thing. So, already when she started off with this list, I was like, here we go. Somebody else trying to get some traction, because this is a really popular type of post. That's the thing for me. It kind of bothers me. For two, like, I felt like the writing on the actual post made it seem really positive, and then you click on the vid, and it's just, like, ripping chicks apart. I kind of have a problem with that. Like, don't tell me this is the Manifest Love Challenge, but I'm going to start ripping you up for what I think you are asking for that you don't deserve.
Okay,
to me, it's something a little toxic about that. Like, I don't have a problem with you being like, I'm just, let me finish my point first. I don't have a problem with you being like objective and being like, listen, like, if you want something, you have to give what you're asking for. I have no problem with that. But when it's coming off in a way where you're just trying to be critical, like, I don't think that that's helpful towards women either. And I felt like, just like she was listing out these women that she has a problem with, people could also list these things off about her. And I just feel like you got to be 100 about that before you start making arguments like that. But go ahead.
And I'm sorry, Vicky. I felt real passionate real quick. I think that sometimes, and I'm sure you guys can agree with me on this, whether it's happened to you or you have to project it onto a sister friend, sometimes night shift ain't working all the time. Sometimes you got to get 63rd Street with somebody for them to hear what you're saying. And maybe that's the avenue that she took. It definitely rubs some people the wrong way, but truth ain't always gonna come in a pretty package, and that's how I feel with your response, Vicky. It could feel like tearing some down, but to some, that's how I needed to hear it, because I'm not handling things right, or I'm not receiving all this Ayanna LaVon saying, however you pronounce her name.
Ayanna comes rough at you now.
I mean, yes, she does, but maybe that was a different, maybe that was the wrong person that I should have listed, but I'm saying I'm all the butterflies, fluffy doves, and, you know, all of that, maybe that's not getting to me. Maybe I do need to hear it kind of raw and from Sister Girl, and I think that that's maybe the avenue that she was trying to take. It was still very, very poor, especially when you're coming to a different type of woman that don't want to hear that, but I think she possibly maybe has reached some. I think she reached somebody. I'm going to say that.
Well,
she
but
a lot of
thing.
People.
Do you receive
she did.
Yeah, exactly. I think so.
She reached a lot of people, and depending on the type of woman that you are, yeah, she did reach you, and she did, you know. For me, again, I felt like she was dropping knowledge. I'm not negating that at all.
Same.
I am not negating that again. The problem for me is twofold, her delivery and then the fact that she seems to be of the school of thought that it's only one-sided, that women need to be out here manifesting the love that they want and the men don't necessarily have to. That's not true. You still, as men, have to do the work. We all have to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
We do. We all have to do the work. We cannot shortchange, you know, especially nowadays. Again, I'm always talking about how floored I am at this new age dating. It, like, every day I'm just like, whoa, is this really what this dating life is about? Like, it's too many games. It's too many inconsistencies. It's too many, let me see what you're going to do first before I do it. It's like, what are the rules to this thing, right?
Maybe.
Instead of the rules just being as simple as just get your shit together, right? And then that person gets their shit together, and then y'all can be together and live happily ever after, the end.
That's it.
It's very, very simple.
I'm gonna
it doesn't
say...
have to be as complicated as we make it.
True. All I'm going to say is that, you know, I fully recognize that it's just not my thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it could be other people's thing. I'm just interested to see if she'll do a male version too and how that presentation is going to be. Because I feel like usually we switch it up when we talk to men. And
I mean,
I'm just interested to see if she does one at all.
There and she probably won't. Like, we're not going to hold our breath, and we're not going to hope that she does it, because we know
True.
That she probably won't, and most women probably won't. There are some men, and there definitely need to be more. The author and public speaker, Derek Jackson, he does do those posts quite often when it comes to men. He does men and women. This is what you need to do. He's a relationship coach as well. There is another guy that I'm connected to on Facebook. I think his name is Niyate. He does the same thing. How to manifest the love that you want from a male and a female perspective. You know, so there are people out there, but Vicky, you're right. Unfortunately, it's not enough people. But what I also feel like that we do, and we should not do, we put so much stock into what other people are saying that we lose sight of what's really important. We don't need to put as much stock into what B. Simone is saying, because who is she? Other than, okay, being an influencer, trying to be, you know, a celebrity or whatnot. Again, who is she? That's how I feel. We're spending so much time focused on what she was saying and the message that she was trying to portray, as opposed to just doing whatever we need to do to be in that position to get what we want. Because like I said, at the end of the day, there were things that she said that were very, very valid. And whether we want to agree with them or not, and whether they kind of hurt some of our feelings, because a lot of people's feelings were hurt at what she said. Again, they were hurt at the words that she used and not the delivery. Those are two different things. Two very, very different things.
Touche.
She was right. She was bogus in how she said it. She did not use kid gloves in how she said it, but we're all grown. And I'm sure she's of the mindset, you either like it or you don't. She doesn't care, you know. But again, I think that we have to be less focused on these people out here trying to tell us what it is that we want and more focused on us doing what it is that we need to do as individuals.
That we already know.
And receive
right.
what it is that we're looking for.
Sure. Mm-hmm. To be in control of our lives.
I'm never asking for kid gloves. I'm just asking for respect. And I feel like I understand, you know, like she dropped some knowledge. You know what I mean? Internally, I was like, she's not qualified to list that to me. Is that petty? Maybe. But that's how I felt. But at the same time, I still listen to her argument, and I think that people have the right to present their argument as what it is. I just have the right to agree or disagree. So, you know.
Absolutely, Vicki. But what something I do disagree with, and I guess we can, you know, move on, but I don't agree that if whomever creator or influencer is speaking to women should always have to send a follow-up about speaking to men about the same thing. I think that's unfair because, I mean, I think there's typically a different passion behind a woman speaking about fellow women than there is women about speaking about men. So I don't think that it's always fair to say, well, is she going to say the same thing about me and what about the men? That wasn't her message right there. So maybe let's just Google one that is. But I don't think that it's always fair for you to hold that one accountable for, like, well, you said it about the women. You know, you could say it about the men. I guess as subscribers or followers, we are allowed for that, you know, voting privilege or whatever. But I don't think that's always fair because it's like, when is it going to be what I said, and take it how you want and leave it there?
Right. You know, it's similar to, like, we all like Sarah Jakes Roberts, right?
Oh,
for those of you guys who
don't
know who Sarah Jakes Roberts is, she is the daughter of Bishop T.D. Jakes, right? And Sarah Jakes Roberts, whether we want to admit it or not, she has a very similar message to B. Simone.
She does.
Her delivery is just different.
Very true.
If you have
but
heard
she could still,
messages,
be a little ratchet.
And she can be a little bit ratchet. She shoots straight from the hip, and she does it based upon her personal experience and where she felt like she lacked prior to meeting Teray, who was her husband. So our feelings are different because it does come from Sarah Jakes Roberts because we feel like she's more credible.
Oh, that's good. That's
however. However, it is the same message. It's just a different type of delivery. Sarah Jakes Roberts has said some things that have made me sit down before. And I'm a confident woman. And she says some things that I've been like, oh, okay, whoa, I know you're talking to me. Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
Now, again, I do not agree with B. Simone's delivery. I'll say that till I am blue in the face. But I also feel like if it was said by Sarah Jakes Roberts or if it was said by someone who had maybe a softer tongue or, again, someone that we felt like was more credible, we would have taken it as nuggets and we would have taken it as like, you know what, maybe that is something that I need to
let me reflect
or maybe that is something that I need to think about, You know what I'm saying? So, again, I mean, we have to look at it from that perspective as well. We just don't really care for who she is and who she – I just don't like the gum popping, you know, nail clicking.
The whole persona.
That part of it turns me off because I just feel a certain type of way about people who express themselves like that. I can't listen to you because I can't respect what you're saying because to me that's ignorant. So that's why I turn you off, you know. But, again, we could talk about this for hours and hours and hours and hours, but I want to move on because Fallon has a couple of topics that she wants to touch on. this first
awesome.
One is really funny, actually, so I'm excited to discuss this one.
Great. Thank you, cousin. And I would like to start with the fact that I am – you know, let's say not a fighter per se, but I definitely find a bit of a turn on by a man who can handle himself. Okay? All right. So I'll put that tone out there. Now, I saw a few memes. There's an influencer. His name is Jabias, something or another. But he was on The Real most recently. So you can look up The Real daytime talk show. He was on The Real and co-hosting with Jenny Mai, which we love. And he had posted a meme and said, so your boyfriend got knocked out in front of you and you feel like you're single or what? And that meant something to me because, like I said, the strength of a man means something to me, and it's a little bit of a turn-on. Not that I want my man outside fighting, but if there's an instance where I need to be protected or he feels that our bubble is in jeopardy, I would like to know that he's going to be able to protect it. And from that, if he can't, I probably am going to feel a way about it. So my question to the ladies and our listeners, how important is physical protection within your relationship for you? Now, physical security refers to the need to feel safe and protected from physical and bodily harm, okay? Includes also forms of physical abuse, and especially when the woman or possibly even man of the couple is a mother or father and has the desire to secure their children and protect their children from harm. So once again, for you ladies, how important is that when, you know, shit hits the fan? Is being protective important? I mean, are you gonna grab the gun or are you gonna throw the punches? How important is you for your man or your significant other to protect or be ready to protect you and your family, and or your family?
We're going to let Vicky.
Taylor's definitely grabbing the gun.
That's funny. That's really funny.
Oh, man. You know, I don't know. Like, feeling protected is a big thing for me. I feel like I already have a big personality. I'm a bigger girl. I just don't like for people to expect me to be able to do a fight now here. I do feel like it's important for me to feel protected. I don't know if I would break up with somebody because the fight didn't go as we planned. But at the same time, I appreciate your
good night for effort.
You know,
I mean, she's saying he got knocked out.
I know, I'm not that superficial because I appreciate that, like, you didn't, like, run away from the fight. Like, that'll make me break up with you. Like, a fight's happening, and you're like, you know what, that's okay, we can just leave. Like, you know, like.
Oh, boy. Oh, my goodness. That's funny.
We would have to do something, though. Like, we would have to take, like, boxing classes together. Like, we would have to figure out a solution. so you don't get knocked out again. Like, I don't want to be that person that's like, you didn't win, so I can't be with you. But here's the problem. I feel like I would stay with the person, but I would look at them differently.
Of course.
And that would be terrifying.
Which means that you're losing respect for them to a certain
degree. Exactly. Mm. And now you're a joke. Like, baby, come on, walk away now. You know what happened last time, baby. Come on.
I know. I would be petty and say that, and then it'd be a problem. Like,
No,
go ahead, Heather. I'm sorry.
Okay, so for me, I look at, there are certain things that really, really turn me on. Okay? And number one is personality. Personality off jump, right? If I feel like you're a little gritty, I need all of that. That's the thing for me, right? That grit, you have to have that. But to me, and I've said this plenty of times, and whether people agree with me or not, it's just the way that I feel. I feel like a certain height and a certain build for me represents strength.
Whew.
So I'm not going to be with anyone that is not a particular height and a particular build. Not that I am tall or anything, because I'm not, but it's just a mere fact that if something were to pop off, I need for them to look at you first and be like, we're not going to try it. Or at least, you know, think again before they even make that attempt. Right? I want your presence to be commanding.
Yeah,
that's just personally for me, right? I want your presence to be so commanding so that people think twice before they even try to come at you or try to come at me in a crazy situation. Now, the person that I am, if you're fighting, I'm going to jump in and help you because that's how I am. I'm going to jump in. You're going to push me to the side and tell me not go sit down somewhere. But I'm going to make an attempt just because what you're not going to do is run up on me and mine. That's what you're not going to do.
I feel you there. That's I'm going to definitely pick up something. But
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's going to be an object. It's going to be something that I'm going to lunge at you or hit you. I've been in those situations before.
Hence why I said,
reach
for the gun.
Go,
this is
go,
what I said.
Go sit your ass down. We'll need your help. We don't need your help right now.
Right.
But because of my personality, I want to help you. I want to make this right for us. You know, but again.
You're such a team player.
I am.
Heather, the problem is we're like made out of putty. So it's like we need to go pick up something.
Seriously, but I am, what I'm not going to do is continue to stay with someone. Like, you have to really be, you got to put in a good fight. And if you lost, I have to be able to see that you gave it your all 110%. I can't see that you just either ran away from it or that they just beat the hell out of you. you just let them. No, you're not just letting anybody beat you. So, no, for me,
yes,
it's a
I
no
agree.
For me. I'm not, that's why I said, for me, baby, you have to be a certain height and a certain build for me to even ride that ride. That's
I agree. You know, so, Heather, now let me give you another scenario. So, I saw some comments where it said, you know, the same thing kind of you were saying, which I personally agree with. There's a kind of certain height and weight that I do feel more comfortable with. However, people were saying that height, weight doesn't mean strength. And I tend to disagree because I don't give a damn. This 6 foot man is definitely going to give this 5'7 man a run for his money. I mean, unless this 5'7 man is in the gym all day, then maybe that's different. But I've never encountered a 5'7 man in the gym all day. So I don't know. But it could be.
They be in,
you know,
the gym.
There was,
just because,
there was,
just because
they were dying. Maybe, what was it? David and Goliath? So maybe that's a thing. Maybe that's a real thing outside of biblical speaking.
Oh,
but
that is, okay.
Maybe
we've gone left. We've gone left.
Isn't it so?
No.
Maybe it is, but I'm just saying, okay. I definitely still think that, you know, you got to look a little tough before we can, you know, venture off into life together.
But here's the thing, yeah. Like, everybody who presents soft isn't soft. So, like, I fully agree. I have to feel like when I'm with you that I'm confident in how you present, how you'll represent us. And if somebody came up, you would be like, let me handle this, and not like, Vic, could you handle this? Like, you know.
That's hilarious.
If you don't mind.
But I, you know what I'm saying? Hey. This
right,
is
Hannibal Lightweight.
Mine. You know what I'm saying? Like, but let me tell you something, though. There's some short dudes out here that puts that work in. Okay.
Fact. However.
I see plenty of boxer matches that have went to the left.
However, they're trained, though. So those are specific situations. So when they are short, and I'm so sorry, I'm not trying to offend any of our men who are shorter in stature. And I do love you guys. All I'm saying is that when you're a boxer and you are shorter or a wrestler, you are trained in order to fight like that. When you are a lot bigger, you do have a height and weight advantage that does work in your favor.
And I wanna come back from what I said, actually. I had to rethink my past. There was a guy that was like 5'7", 5'8". He was definitely, he had a name for himself. So I do take that back, actually. My apologies. Guy.
Okay.
I just can't.
That's fine.
That's fine.
And on that note, Fallon, what was that other thing that you wanted to discuss?
Okay, so next was just being recently quarantined, and I feel that so many people, not only women, have either gotten a little bigger, stayed the same, or gotten a lot smaller than the last time you may have seen them, right? Whether it be on, you know, your Zoom meetings for work or Facebook or even, you know, your occasional pop out to a small gathering. I think there's been some people that we've all seen, like, hey, wait a minute, like 10 months ago, we couldn't see that waist. You know, I think there's been that. And what I would like to say that I respect about myself is that I don't always jump to the idea that they have had surgery. And this recently came about when I spoke with a few friends of mine and saw a mutual friend and her picture. And I was like, whoa. Have you seen her? Like, oh, my gosh, she looks great. And they're like, oh, you know, she got an MBR. She went and bought that body. And I was like, wait. And it brought this to my attention because why do we always jump to that? I mean, number one, it's been a pandemic. So I haven't seen this girl in 10 months. She could have been working them 100 pounds off in 10 months. I don't know. Who am I to say that it's her who went and, you know, went under the knife? Why can't I just let her live her whatever? And then on the flip side of that, why do we always say, oh, she should just tell people? Why do I have to tell you a damn thing? I shouldn't have to tell you how I lost this weight. If you notice it, notice it. Now, if I'm saying that I didn't go under the knife and I did go under the knife, that's the problem for me. That is the problem for me. But if you're not saying, if you're just showing your pictures, wanting your likes, or moving around in the streets, however, then live your life, girl. I don't have to ask you nothing because you don't owe me any explanation because I didn't pay for it. I know that. I know I didn't pay for it. So I shouldn't have any qualms about it. But why do we always go to assuming? Because I do have a lot of girlfriends that are heavy into fitness, and even one that's like a power lifter, which I mean, I call her strange and everything, but I mean, that's my friendship, so I can do that. But I do have a lot of friends that are into fitness, and those girls are just heavy into their bodies, and that's okay. But we always jump into, and even men for that matter, you know, you see a fine girl walk past, you know, with your guy friends, and then they're like, oh, she bought that ass. Like, why she have to buy that ass? Why she couldn't be doing 100 squats a day? Why she have to do that? Like, why do we always go there?
Because
all right,
we
well, say what you got to say. I mean, I understand the extreme. Okay. Let me put something on top of that then. I'm not saying the ones that you know had no business being a size 12. I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about the ones that over a year or so could have worked their way down into a size 12 from maybe an 18 or something, or what something reasonable. We still always go to, oh, she bought that ass. I'm not saying the ones whose ass is hanging off of their tiny thighs. Not talking about those either, because we know those. But the ones that could be somewhat reasonable. In fact, the one that I'm thinking of that I was discussing in the picture, I could see her being deliberate and intentional on changing her lifestyle because she's that kind of person. So
I don't know.
It kind of upset me that everyone else was like, oh, no, she went to the DR or whomever. I didn't like that. But go ahead.
Well, I feel like, again, it's obvious who's gone under the knife and who hasn't. I think that if it is a weight loss of any type, it needs to be celebrated, right? If it's natural, I feel like it needs to be celebrated. I feel like, again, there is a difference between someone who's lost weight during the pandemic and someone who has clearly decided that they wanted to get a tummy tuck, liposuction, butt injections, mommy makeover. And if that's what you want to do, I'm just going to put that out there. That's on you. However, don't try to make us believe that once you have the surgery and when you've healed 2 months later and you're in the gym, that body was made from going to Planet Fitness, because it was not.
Correct.
That's the issue that I have, you know. We number one, we don't have to lie about it. And like you said, Fallon, they don't owe us anything. But what they do owe us is them telling the truth, especially if they said, no, I didn't, girl. I just watched what I ate, and I counted calories, and I worked that much, and I went to Weight Watchers. No, that's not
right. Don't
true.
Forget the tea. Don't forget the tea.
That's what I over and the flat tummy teas. And I just wore my waist trainer every day for 12 to 14 hours. And then it just came like this.
You're killing me. You are killing me. You didn't. No, ma'am, you didn't.
That's what I'm saying. It's the truth. It's absolutely the truth. Because while you were wearing waist trainers, you were still eating Italian beef. And you were still, because you know what we did during the pandemic? Because we were home all the time.
We
did Uber Eats, Grubhub, DoorDash. We did all of that. Some people gained weight. Some people did not put on the pandemic weight. Shout out to the people who did not. But all I'm saying is it's a considerable difference. And most of those bodies who have gone under the knife, they're cookie cutter. So you can absolutely tell. So from someone who naturally just has a butt, hips, and a sizable chest, I still don't look like I have surgery. Do you see what I'm saying?
Those bodies identical.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. They all look the same. There is not one that looks different. So that's why
people are
saying that. Now for the people who, again, like you said, your friend, and if what you're saying is true is that she just lost, you know, a few dress sizes and she went from an 18 to a 12 and it looked very natural, it's most likely because she does not look like she went to the DR. It looks like she just worked out. I haven't seen her, but again, I'm just basing it upon your explanation.
Yeah, and I understand exactly what you're saying. There is a different look, but I don't think we even give fellow women a chance. Like, first of all, there could be women who have had those trainers where, here's what I want. I want a big butt, or I want a small waist, or I want my arms toned, whatever it is, and it may have actually worked for them. But no, I had a breast lift, and then I had, you know, my rib taken out, and then I had my butt, you know, lifted or whatever. And I just wish that us as women, I think we just need to give each other a little benefit of the doubt sometimes, like, because I've seen women talking about it with other men. Like, first of all, men don't know what our bodies go through in the first place. So why in the fuck are you talking about it with a man in the first place? And I think you guys can agree with that. I shouldn't be talking about weight loss with a woman's body, especially a mother body, with a man. And we're going to talk about another woman? No, that's not okay for me. But
usually they're being petty. Like, usually when the dude is talking about it, it's either petty in one way or another way. Like, if he's talking about it because he like, damn, how did she
right,
get
she
that?
Rejected him.
Or... Or he's like, that don't even look right. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then in turn, the woman starts hating on the man. I do think it creates this thing. You know, I feel like, for one, I'm trying to understand what plastic surgery sale that I missed, because insurance don't cover all these things.
Oh,
and
my
I feel
God.
Like,
I can't.
Like, people just out here, you know what I'm saying, like, doing what they do. And I feel like, in all seriousness, I can't get mad at you for making a choice to present yourself differently. I just can get irritated when you try to present that package differently than what you did. So, like Heather was talking about, you know, people be out here getting surgery and then you want to pull out your favorite new workout wear and take a picture every day in this workout wear, and that's how you got to
God.
Point A.
Hilarious.
And then I'm
not
to
it, honey.
Girl. Send me that workout.
We sent you.
Oh,
we sent you a couple months ago.
Oh, my gosh. Wait. Wow. How did your trainer spot, you know, how did he spot train you to the fact where all the weight came off the way that you said it was going to? No, that's not how weight loss works in the first place. So for anybody who works out knows that you cannot say, you know what? I want it to look like this, and I want it to look like this, and I want it to look like this, and it's going to look like that exactly. No, it's going to be an overall transformation from head to toe. Now, there are certain workouts that you can do that are going to enhance certain areas, but you can't just say, you know what, I want my body to be this, this, and this, and I want to look like I had surgery, but I just want to do it while working out. The two do not compute. So I think, again, we're talking about
like,
two different things.
Yeah, because I just don't feel like people owe anyone an explanation outside
don't,
of
just
you
don't
lying.
Lie to us. Just
yeah,
don't,
just
lie.
Don't
that's
lie
all
to
I'm
us.
Saying.
Because
you
don't
owe
me anything.
About it. I don't,
you don't
care what
you
don't
owe me
I just
anything.
Want you to be healthy. I want you to be healthy. That's all I want. But I just don't want you to blatantly lie to me about whatever it was. Because for me, maybe I'm like, oh, you know what, honey, what did you do? Like, I'm excited for you. Like, I want to know, like, you know, especially if it was like a
how can I get on?
Difference, especially if it was like a 100-pound difference. I definitely want to know what you did. Like, wow, because I'm proud of you. You know what I'm saying? And I'm happy that you made that decision to be healthier. But I don't want you to lie about it, because guess what? At the end of the day, you don't owe me anything, like we've said several times. Again, like we've said several times, I did not help you pay for it, right? I'm not on the payment plan that you're on monthly.
No.
Right? I didn't take out a loan for this like you did, if that's what you did. I didn't go down to Miami or the Dominican Republic or Bermuda to get this done.
Or whatever.
I didn't do that.
And then,
I didn't put my life at risk
lose,
by having an elective surgery.
I didn't lose two ribs. And if you lost two ribs and you're trying to make me feel like I could exercise to look like that, that's fucked up. You're bad for that. You're wrong.
So people do that. They want to not explain, but they want you to co-sign on what they're telling you. So the thing is that, like, I totally agree with you that you don't that nobody owes us anything. But when you do all those postings and you try to, like, create, because some people try to create, like, a influencer-type vibe with it, and, you know, they kind of knit this story together, they do want you to, like, buy into the story. I'm cool with the buy-in as long as the story is factual. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't expect me to be cheerleading and stuff. And that's not what you did. Because now we both look crazy.
Right, exactly. But and one thing that I will say, you know, for anyone who does supplements or teas or shakes or anything like that, we're not coming against you guys, because if that is something, if you're doing that in conjunction with working out on a regular basis, eating right, then you're doing the right thing. But what you're not going to do is try to make me believe that once you've had that surgery and now you want to drink NutriBurst all day, that that's what did it for you.
Oh, my God.
Because I don't ever see you in the gym working out. And when I do see you, when you're posting the videos, there's not one bead of sweat on you. Your makeup is like perfect. I'm sorry, when I work out, I don't look like that.
I don't either.
I don't look that way. I don't look like, I mean, obviously, like, I don't have any hair to begin with, but if I did, it wouldn't be that, like, not one strand of hair is out of place. I have sweat on my forehead. I have sweat on my neck. My boobs are sweating.
Breath.
My butt is sweating. Like, everything is sweating when I work out, and it's shown through my outfit that I'm wearing. So why is it that when you're doing your videos, I don't see any of that?
I have to work out first before I work out with Heather, because Heather's workout is intense. Like, I have to train before we go to the gym together. And as a matter of fact, she gets frustrated with me because my whole feed got to be right. My water bottle got to be fresh. My playlist got to be right. I be trying to have a conversation. She ain't trying to do that. Like, she's a real
big. Why are we talking at the gym? Because when we're at the gym, if we can talk to each other, then we're not doing it the right way. That's all I'm trying to say.
My social time alone. But anyway.
Exactly.
I could never work out with her. Ever work out with her. Like, that would be dead. Because there will be way too much going on with her and I, probably. So, nope.
I just want to do it the right way when I'm there. But, no, I mean, it's just like, again, like, so I totally understand where you're coming from. And we should, like, the problem is that we just judge too much across the board.
Yeah, across the board.
We just definitely judge too much. We as females, we need to stop breaking girl code anyway. You know, men don't break men
for
code.
For sure.
Typically, we need to stop breaking girl code. And whether it's something about weight loss or something with who this person was with or what this person did, we don't need to be talking about it with anyone else anyway. And that's part of the problem, even when it comes to stuff like this, that we just talk too much. And regardless of whether this person decided that they wanted to, you know, as long as they're not, you know, there's no
hurting themselves,
eating disorders, exactly, no eating disorders or anything like that. Again, you took that risk by having an elective surgery. If that's something that you wanted to do and you felt comfortable with and you came out on the other side alive, because there are many women who lost their lives on those tables, then more power to you, right? If that is something that your man decides that he likes and he's interested in you doing, now what I will say is, if you're going to do something like that, you know that you're going to have to keep it up like every certain amount of years. You're going to have to get maintenance work done to it, you know, especially if you have not created a healthy
lifestyle
in order to match what it is that you want to maintain. You're just going to have to go back under the knife. And if that's something that you want to do, then go ahead and do it. It's fine. But again, you don't have to lie to kick it with us. We're going to love you regardless. So that's all we got for that. Vicky, before we wrap, you have our small business highlight of the week.
Yes. This is a restaurant that is very near and dear to me. I love them. They're on the north side. It's Ina May's Tavern and Packaged Goods. And they are black owned. Their address is 1415 North Wood Street in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And they're just so dope to me. In honor of Mardi Gras being this week, I wanted to highlight them. They do New Orleans cuisine. They had a Mardi Gras celebration yesterday. They do all sorts of cool things. They're actually like an indoor-outdoor restaurant. They've been open the majority of the pandemic. They offer, like, awesome seafood, gumbos, cocktails that are just, like, amazing. They have boozy slushies over the summer that I just adore.
All the boozy slushies, yes.
Oh, they were amazing. They have great desserts. If you're looking for something with some nice New Orleans flair, they're the place to go. So if you're looking for them, they are on Instagram as Ina Mae's Tavern and Package Goods. Is the actual handle is Ina Mae's Tavern. And they have a website that's www.inamaetavern.com. They have events all throughout the year. They did like a Zoom cooking activity where they sent you like a package with like all your ingredients and you got to cook along with the chef on Zoom. So, yeah, they're just really dope. Check them out.
That's cute. That's cute. I've not yet had the pleasure of going to Ina Mae's, so I'm going to definitely make sure that I do that. You said they're at 1415
yes.
North Wood Street?
Yes, in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Awesome. Yeah, I'm going to definitely make sure that I head up there. And you said that they do, you can sit in there, and they also do, like, carry out, correct?
Yes, they do. They do carry out delivery. I believe they're also available on Uber Eats. They also, in the summer, they have live bands there once a week. So it's just a cool spot. I really, really enjoy them.
Aww.
So they change their drink menu seasonally, and they also mm-hmm. change some of the items on there seasonally as well, like some of the food items.
Okay, nice. And they're in the Wicker Park area, so Wicker Park is always fun. It's always a fun, mm-hmm. it's a cute little quaint area with a lot of nice restaurants and boutiques and whatnot. So, cool.
Always
great.
And
walking
especially on the weekend.
If I could add, do not bring mm-hmm. the whole family, okay? You got a 3 or 4 bunch or even a 5 bunch. Bring that bunch. Don't bring everybody. They came into town, like, don't bring 10 people because this is just a boutique sort of restaurant. So don't bring everybody, okay? Mm. Don't make everybody.
I don't know now. Somebody had a 15-person birthday party there.
You know what? See, now I'd have been very angry. I'd have been very angry during the pandemic. First of all, ain't nobody got time for that. Well, that's good. Well, that's good. I'm glad that was your visit and not my visit.
Well,
yeah.
Again,
but
you guys have gone. I have not, so I'm going to make sure that I head up.
It's really nice.
Them out because obviously I love some New Orleans style food. Definitely,
biscuits are amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Ciao.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much, guys. We had a blast.
Yes,
during this podcast. It was actually a long one, so
I know we still went over.
letting our listeners know that it was a long one. It was a doozy, but it was jam-packed, but it was fun. It was entertaining and informational. We love you guys. And ladies, tell the people where they can find you, starting with Fallon.
Hey, y'all. I can be found at Jada F. Ray on Instagram and also Facebook. Tag me on all the good tea. I love it.
And that's J-A-Y-D-A for those who did not know, because I didn't want them to spell it J-A-D-A. Because, you know,
right.
People be confused.
It's just, I know.
Yeah.
J-A-Y-D-A-F-R-A-Y-E.
And Victoria.
F-R-A-Y-E.
See? There you go. And Victoria, where can the people find you?
You can find me on Instagram as PrettySweetV85. Send me all your business recommendations. I'm always looking for, like, some new products to try or new restaurants to try. So, hit me up.
Mm-hmm. And for myself, I am Heather, D-E-E, on Facebook, and Hez, D-E-E-16, on Instagram. Our show page on both Facebook and Instagram is In The Thick. The is spelled T-H-A because it's ethnic. We love you guys. We appreciate you. We had some
awesome, awesome reviews over the past couple of weeks on our pod. So we appreciate you guys. And we always want you guys to give us constructive criticism. So if there was something that you guys weren't feeling, you guys weren't vibing with, you guys weren't liking, but also the things that you guys loved and the things that you guys connected with, definitely let us know, like, subscribe, and comment. We love you guys. Have a wonderful rest of your week. Stay safe. Stay inside if you can. Don't go outside because it's cold. Have a good night.
We love you.
Bye. We love you. Mm-hmm.